You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Colorado Gardener, read by Christy McGowan, featuring articles from Martha Stewart and Green Prince. 11 ways to get rid of weeds, according to experts. Like sunshine and rain, weeds are just part of the gardening experience. But that doesn't mean you have to live with them. By Felicia Feaster. And this is from MarthaStewart.com. If you have a lawn or garden, chances are you probably have weeds too. The only positive thing about these fast-growing plants is that there are, luckily, a number of ways to get rid of them. From natural do-it-yourself methods like vinegar to more conventional approaches, there is no shortage of ways to control unwanted plants from overtaking your lawn and garden. Ahead, we spoke with experts to learn the best methods for getting rid of weeds. Before you start, weeds in your lawn. If you're dealing with weeds in your lawn, the first step is ensuring your lawn is as healthy as possible, says Zane Rowdenbush, a turf and herbicide specialist at the Davy Tree Expert Company's Davy Institute. The most effective way to get rid of weeds is to create a lawn environment where they struggle to thrive, says Rowdenbush. Low-mowed grass, compacted soil, and water-deprived turf create opportunities for weeds to establish. Weeds in garden beds. It's also important to know what kind of weeds you are dealing with, since the weed variety and where they are popping up will be factors in how you treat them. In garden beds, broadleaf weeds like dandelions and chickweed, and grassy types such as crabgrass and foxtail, compete directly with vegetables and flowers for nutrients, water, and sunlight, says Rowdenbush. Effective methods for controlling these include hand pulling, which is easier in the loose soil of garden beds, and mulching. One critical piece of advice: don't think when you pull up visible foliage that you are addressing the root issue. Getting the entire weed root is vital for making sure you nip the problem in the bud. Below are our experts' preferred strategies for getting rid of weeds effectively. 1. Vinegar. Natural weed killers like vinegar are one weed control tactic you probably already have in your pantry. But since vinegar will injure any plants it comes into contact with, this all-natural weed killer is best for spot treatments in gardens and for eradicating weeds growing in cracks and crevices, says Rowdenbush. For best results, choose vinegar with an acetic acid content higher than the standard 5%, he says. Carrie Spoonmore, co-creator of Park Seeds from Seed to Spoon app, likes to mix vinegar with a small amount of dish soap and salt to aid in combating weeds. 2. Mowing. Keeping your lawn healthy is one way to keep weeds at bay. Regularly mowing your lawn at the correct height, 2.5 to 3.5 inches, is a simple yet effective way to prevent weeds from going to seed and to promote dense grass growth, says Rowdenbush. 3. Mulching. Applying mulch, whether pine straw or wood chips in your garden beds, not only looks good, but it blocks sunlight, which prevents weed germination. Be cautious not to over-mulch, though, which can lead to more slugs and snails, says Spoonmore. It can also limit airflow for desirable plants, potentially causing root rot or other diseases. Some gardeners like to use mulch with herbicide mixed in to further ensure weeds don't have a fighting chance of sprouting. 4. Aeration and overseeding. If you are experiencing weeds in your lawn, sometimes the best remedy is making your grass stronger and more resilient, says Rowdenbush. This means making sure you are helping your lawn thrive with the proper seasonal approach. Rowdenbush recommends seeding and aerating, if necessary, your lawn in the fall, fertilizing before winter, using a pre-emergent herbicide and hand-picking weeds in spring, and mowing your lawn regularly in spring and summer, using a sharpened blade and cutting no more than one-third of the grass height at a time. 5. Weeding tools. There are several specialty tools available to help deal with weeds. You could invest in a hori-hori knife, a hand trowel, an electric string trimmer, or any of the number of handy tools available to make the task of weeding a little easier. My favorite is the Fisker's Hori Hori Garden Tool because it works wonders for getting rid of those difficult-to-pull weeds, says Spoonmore. 6. Baking soda. Like vinegar, baking soda is a natural solution to weeds. It works, says Rowdenbush, by raising the salinity of the soil and by dehydrating weeds upon contact. It's best used in areas like driveways, walkways, and patios, where you don't want any plants to grow, says Rowdenbush. Care should be taken with the amount used, as excessive salinity can harm surrounding soil and plants. 7. Hand pulling. One of the most sustainable, not to mention satisfying, tactics for handling weeds is simply pulling them out by hand, which works best in garden beds. This method is more labor-intensive and time-consuming, but effective for a small area. It's also an effective way to target weeds with precision and no use of chemicals, says Spoonmore. Experts advise hand-pulling weeds after a rain, which loosens the soil and makes the job much easier. 8. Boiling water. Boiling water is another natural, eco-friendly weed remedy. It scalds and kills weed leaves, says Spoonmore. It requires repeated applications, but is an environmentally responsible choice for weed control. Just be aware that boiling water is not indiscriminate and may harm nearby plants with which it comes into contact. 9. Smothering. Use landscape fabric, plastic, or newspaper spread over weed-infested sections of your garden to deprive weeds of sunlight. You can cover the material with mulch for a more aesthetic look. 10. Post-emergent herbicides. When all else fails, you may decide to turn to commercial herbicides. These products are designed to kill or inhibit weed growth, but must be applied prudently and carefully to keep them from spreading to other plants, says Rowdenbush. Selecting the right kind of herbicide is important. Post-emergent herbicides are used for existing weeds. Rowdenbush recommends following the manufacturer's instructions for mixing and application of herbicides, and says you should apply herbicide during calm weather with no wind to keep it from drifting. Chickweed, a low-growing annual, is one weed that can be managed with post-emergent herbicides. 11. Pre-emergent herbicides. While we prefer trying natural methods first, some may choose to use pre-emergent herbicides, which prevent seeds from germinating, essentially stamping out the problem before it becomes a problem. Crabgrass, an annual grassy weed, is one weed that can be controlled with pre-emergent herbicides in early spring. The Great Zucchini Challenge. How I discovered the hidden secret for growing great zucchini. By Carla Jones Sedita. And this is from Green Prints, May 2024 edition. Once upon a time, in my little gardening world, there was a tale of woe. An epic struggle that left me feeling like the only person in the world who couldn't grow zucchini. Yes, you heard that right. Zucchini. The supposed easy-to-grow vegetable that baffled my green thumbs year after year. Year after year, I embarked on the zucchini growing journey, only to be met with disappointment. My plants would wither away, flowers would drop without producing, or I'd end up with pitifully tiny zucchinis that barely qualified as vegetables. My fellow master gardener friends shook their heads in pity at my lack of zucchini prowess. Determined to turn my zucchini luck around, I dove headfirst into a sea of gardening advice. I consulted every resource available, from friends to books, and even spilled my zucchini-growing struggles to a stranger in Walmart's garden section. Shamelessly, I sought advice from anyone who might hold the secret to bountiful zucchini harvests. However, the more advice I received, the more I realized that growing zucchini seemed to be a mystery wrapped in contradictions. Plant heirloom seeds. No, go for hybrids. Buy plants for a healthy start. Wait, planting seeds avoids greenhouse diseases. Start seeds in the garden for deeper roots. Scratch that. Begin indoors for an early harvest. The conflicting tips kept piling up, leaving my head spinning in a zucchini-induced daze. Undeterred, I decided to take matters into my own hands. Armed with a trowel and a plethora of tips, I embarked on the ultimate zucchini-growing experiment. I planted organic seeds, hybrid seeds, and store-bought plants. I spaced them close together or far apart. Added commercial fertilizer to some areas and enriched others with compost. Watering became an art form. Some zucchinis received a deluge from above, while others sipped water sparingly from below. I mulched with straw, compost, or rotted leaves, forming a symphony of soil treatments. When bugs made their appearance, I waged a personal war, hand-picking some intruders, while others faced a barrage of toxic or organic treatments. Oh, and let's not forget the control group, my laissez-faire zucchini patch left to its own devices. In my quest for zucchini greatness, I became a garden devotee, tending to my verdant companions day and night. Exhausted but hopeful, I awaited the moment of truth. And the results? Drum roll, please. After the season concluded, a revelation struck me. Zucchini craves attention. Not a specific seed, not a particular growing condition, just pure, unadulterated attention. Like people, the more zucchinia receives, the healthier it grows, and the better it produces. All my zucchinis, regardless of the treatment, stood tall and thick and healthy. The control group, left to fend for itself, joined the zucchini party with equal enthusiasm. After a frenzy of harvesting, my kitchen overflowed with zucchinis, and I generously shared my abundance with friends and family. But as the zucchini bonanza continued, a twist of fate occurred. Friends avoided me. Phones went unanswered, and even the local food bank politely declined my zucchini offering, overwhelmed by the surplus from other gardeners. Desperate to unload my harvest, I resorted to leaving baskets in my car with open windows, hoping for a stealthy zucchini thief. Alas, no takers. And so my zucchini saga reached its peak. A bumper crop achieved. A triumph celebrated. In the words of a zucchini-weary gardener, "Glory, hallelujah, I'll never be hungry for zucchini again." And thus my zucchini misadventure turned into a tale of unexpected triumph, reminding us all that sometimes a little attention is all it takes to turn a garden from barren to bountiful. Harvest of Friendship. A gardener's gift blooms into something beautiful. By Catherine Spindler. And this is from Greenprints, May 2024 edition. Every time he stepped into the studio for his private Pilates session, Liam beamed, handing over a bag of luscious, garden-fresh produce that seemed to carry a secret message. "Ooh, Liam likes you," Matt, my cheeky elderly co-worker, teased. I shrugged it off, claiming they were just surplus veggies. But deep down, those gifts whispered a tale of kindness. In the evenings, my small studio apartment transformed into a haven for Liam's offerings. Each piece a reminder of the man with kind eyes and a lopsided smile. Winter approached, and as the world plunged into uncertainty, Liam's gifts slowed, then ceased. The boutique Pilates studio shuttered, leaving me alone in my gray apartment, contemplating the solitude of a world swept empty. A ray of light pierced through the gloom when the studio owner called, announcing online classes. Liam was my first virtual client, and as the screen connected us, warmth flooded my chest. I glimpsed into his cluttered yet cozy apartment, a stark contrast to my minimalistic abode. Weeks passed, and Liam's virtual tours extended to his sunny allotment. The verdant tapestry of herbs, fruits, and vegetables painted a picture of his passion. "Restrictions are lifting in 3 weeks' time. Come over and have a look," he invited, planting the seeds of anticipation. On a sunny day, a month later, I pedaled to his allotment, 40 minutes from home. As I approached, Liam welcomed me with a grin, unlocking the gate to unveil a world of green abundance. Rows of garden beds stretched out, each bursting with life. Some meticulously arranged, others wild and free, they mirrored the gardener's soul. under a cherry tree, we marveled at its almost finished bounty. Cynara, artichokes, and a riotous bed of growth, buzzing with bees, showcased Liam's horticultural masterpiece. He handed me rhubarb stems, a childhood delight, and beans for good measure. Frequent visits to Liam's allotment followed, weaving a bond that extended to his cozy apartment during the cold months. Inspired by his green thumb, I welcomed a tomato plant into my home. "That won't grow well in a flat," Liam warned, but I smiled, determined to make it flourish on my sunny windowsill. As my tomatoes ripened, I packed a bag and cycled to Liam's place. His eyes widened as he unpacked my treasures, and a delightful realization dawned upon us. "Wow, you really did it. The student is overtaking the master," he exclaimed, tentatively extending his arms. "Just giving back," I replied, stepping forward into a future blossoming with friendship. Blooms of joy, lilac surprises, and motherly gifts by Lark Rowe. And this is from Green Prints, May 2024 edition. Ah, the magic of a May morning. The sun is shining, the air is warm, and my garden is bursting with the delightful fragrance of lilacs. This mid-May has graced us with an early bloom, thanks to the generous rains of April. My small lilac bush is a vision, covered in clusters of blossoms, and the scent wafts joyfully throughout the yard. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and I'll be away, but my lilacs decided to surprise me with an early show. As a child, I fondly recall the anticipation of waiting for our backyard lilac bush to bloom just in time for Mother's Day. Some years, the cool weather delayed the blossoms, but when they bloomed, I'd rise early to gather a fragrant bouquet for my mother. Looking back, it might seem a tad silly, but to my young heart, those lilacs were the loveliest gift imaginable. The lilac bush in my current yard, a gift from a dear friend, hasn't always lived up to my expectations. The shade in my yard usually hampers its blossoms, and with no kids of my own to gift me lilacs, I've missed that familiar joy. However, this year brings an unexpected delight. A profusion of lilac bouquets, just in time for Mother's Day. Mother Nature herself seems to have conspired to gift me the very blooms that I hold dear. My lilac surprise is a reminder that life has its own way of delivering unexpected joys. The creator of the universe, in the guise of Mother Nature, has smiled upon me, echoing the lessons my mother taught me about love and appreciation for those delicate blooms. As it turns out, my lilacs weren't just a gift from a friend. They were a thoughtful present from another mother, reminding me that nature has its way of giving us unexpected tokens of joy. Thank you for joining us for Colorado Gardener. My name is Christy McGowan.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.